This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
Data collection for the 2020 census is ending in just a few weeks. That's after the U.S. Census Bureau bumped up the deadline by a month to September 30th. Meanwhile, a report from the Chicago Metropolitan Agency for Planning shows the Chicago region is at risk of an undercount. Donald Dew directs the Counting on Chicago Coalition, one of the groups charged with reaching areas in the city with low response rates. He joins us now. Welcome, Donald.
Thank you so much.
So give us the latest numbers. How is the response rate in Chicago looking, particularly among hard-to-count groups?
Yes, it's particularly concerning because right now the overall Chicago response rates are hovering around 58% compared to the Illinois response rates of roughly about 70% at this time. We've been charged with reaching out to those hard-to-count community areas on both the south and west sides of Chicago. And when we look at the Black wards in particular, we do have a couple of areas in Inglewood and also North Lawndale that are right around 41%. So that's pretty low.
I'm curious, you know, can you take us through some of the challenges that you faced, particularly this year, in getting people counted?
Our coalition is comprised of 30 different organizations that have been serving on the south and west sides of Chicago for 50-plus years. So we know the community. You know, our challenge was to, you know, really battle the adversity around persons not trusting giving out private information about themselves, their families, not trusting the government. Of course, then we had the challenges of COVID-19 and dealing with the safety concerns and health concerns that manifested within our communities. And then, of course, the rioting that's been going on has created another triple whammy for us.
Is there enough time to prevent an undercount in the Chicago area? And what is your group doing to improve the turnout in those final few weeks?
Yeah, we're working really, really hard. As of September the 1st, we launched a 30-day campaign and blitz. We've got over 100 churches who are going to be participating every Sunday in the Census Sunday effort, where pastors have agreed to allot time at the end of the service to ensure that persons in real time pick up their phones, call the Census Bureau. We're also going to be working with the Chicago Public Schools. In addition to that, you know, we're going to continue to be out there with our various elected officials at every level of government for various events that they've got. And we will be, in fact, out there with phones, with iPads, getting people signed up. We've got one group the other day that signed up 60 people at an event. And that was unprecedented. Another group came the next day and said they were able to sign up another 90 people. So with this kind of energy and this kind of passion, we think that we're going to get that mark.
And remind us, why is getting an accurate count so important?
Well, you know, for example, in the city of Chicago, last month, there were about 500,000 households that had not been counted. When we project that over 10 years, you know, you're talking of maybe about $7 billion that the city of Chicago loses in terms of potential federal support. In the case of Black communities in particular on the south and west sides of Chicago, last month there were, you know, roughly about 185,000 households not responding. And, you know, when we look at about $1,500 per person over 10 years. Now we're talking about $2.7 billion not coming into the Black wards within the city of Chicago for vital services. You know, we're talking everything from SNAP programs to health care to other related programs in mental health, substance abuse, disability services, support for seniors, you know, Medicare, Medicaid, all these different programs are federally funded programs that come through the state of Illinois. But, you know, those got to be counted. We may also lose a congressional seat. We got to keep those voices there representing us.
Donald Dew is the executive director of the Counting on Chicago Coalition. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.